For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. People in the suburban Houston town of Santa Fe, Texas, are trying to deal with the fact that their high school is the latest scene of a mass shooting, and, as in Parkland, Florida, the suspect is alive and incarcerated. Investigators say it will take time to learn about the suspected shooter, who has confessed and is in solitary confinement in jail and is without bond. No motive is known yet, but Texas Congressman Randy Weber says the community will lean on one another like it did after Hurricane Harvey.
I told people back after the hurricane that Harvey may have brought the downpour, but our Texans and our friends and our neighbors are bringing the outpour.
John Barnes is a retired Houston police officer. He reportedly confronted the 17-year-old shooter before he was shot. Galveston County Judge Mark Henry says Barnes is a true hero. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
There was 110 people aboard a Cuban jetliner that crashed soon after takeoff from Havana on Friday. Only three people survived. The jet, a nearly 40-year-old 737, had a Mexican crew. Former NTSB chairman Mark Rosinker explains.
Cuban aviation has had to ground some aircraft. They've had to cancel flights. They've had issues given the age of their fleet and the difficulty in getting parts based on our embargo.
The Trump administration is moving to reinstate Reagan-era regulations preventing family planning clinics that receive federal money from referring women for abortions. Planned Parenthood aims it is the target of this legislation. Eric Scheidler heads up the Pro-Life Action League.
Planned Parenthood wants to keep this money. All they have to do is stop doing abortions, but they have refused to do that.
Reagan-era rules were challenged in court, which decided they were an appropriate use of executive orders. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
He was a Grammy-winning musician who played with people like Miles Davis, but he may have been best known for his producer role on Madonna's debut album. Reggie Lucas has died at age 65. Madonna's self-titled debut album in 1983 sold more than 5 million units. Lucas was also co-author of several pop hits, including The Closer I Get to You and I Never Knew Love Like This Before. North Korea's withdrawal from friendly engagement with the United States and South Korea doesn't change China's North Korea policy, according to Beijing's foreign ministry. Ministry spokesman Liu Kang told South Korean news agency Yonhap that China stands firm on its policy of engagement with North Korea. During a meeting with NATO Security General Jens Stoltenberg, Trump said she could be influencing Kim Jong-un. Liu said the Chinese government welcomes Trump's statement opposing a Libya model of denuclearization for North Korea. China has continued to pursue engagement with North Korea following a second summit between Kim Jong-un and Xi Jinping last week. A Chinese cultural delegation visited Pyongyang to meet with North Koreans at arts academies and universities. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.